Hello and welcome to Comp.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm loving this spring weather. It's nothing but rain and cold, but it's hope because we have baseball now. We went to Mets opening day, which, you know, on Friday, on Good Friday, the day Jesus let himself be, hammered to a cross.
Whoa, let himself. I guess he did let himself.
He could have stopped it. He was a wizard. Look, the whole thing that I don't want to get into this again. All right. I was raised Catholic. I know how powerful Jesus was. He could have done stuff.
Yeah.
He could have done a little light show. He could have played, you know, card tricks. He could have smited people. It's not the point, though.
So you're victim blaming Christ a little bit.
It's not blame. He wanted it.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't want it, but he did. He's like, hey, God, if you can let this cup pass me over, please do. And he waited for a minute. Nothing? All right. All right. We'll do it. But he could have, you know, Pontius Pilate, he could have been like, I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
He didn't bother. He said, whatever you want to do.
He could have complimented Pontius Pilate. Matter.
We're talking about the baseball game.
Actually, before we get into the baseball game, you just brought something up.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I got scolded on Good Friday?
No.
There was like a my mom, my brother, and I were at like McDonald's on Good Friday one year.
Someone scolded you. Well, why are you at McDonald's on Good Friday?
Yeah.
Heathen. You guys getting like fish, nice fish fillet sandwich. Yeah. So that's the sacrifice they intended. Jesus intended. Why don't you get yourself a nice fish fillet and a large fry? And a high C.
I think that he would want us to have a fish fillet. Why would he take issue with that?
Because it's delicious and greasy. And you get a side of fries, and you're going to dip it in the barbecue sauce and the sweet and sour.
What do you guys eat on Good Friday?
We ate seasonless cod. Just cod with nothing on it. Just boiled cod.
Mm.
My mom would put cod in a bag. Boil it and say, here you go. This is what Jesus wants. He's on the cross bleeding from the hands. Want that? You want to drink some of that blood? Or you want some boiled cod?
So we were at McDonald's.
Yeah.
What did your family call them? A&P Catholics?
Yeah. Well, that's because they would show up at the church only on Ash Wednesday and Palm Sunday.
I did like getting my ashes and palms as a kid.
I never liked it. I was always very humble about it. Don't. I never saw the point. I said, why don't you put the ashes, to some homeless guy?
It's a big tease of religion.
Why don't you ash up a homeless guy?
They're big teases in the Catholic Church. They want you to like do stuff. They want you to do all these rituals, but not enjoy any of them.
Right. They want you to like mope around like a victim of some abuse, it's like they want to flaunt it. Yeah. What they're doing behind the doors.
My mom always used to say like you shouldn't get the Eucharist unless you're feeling holy, like unless you're feeling like in touch with God.
Well, that's a bit much.
It's sinful to get the Eucharist.
Your mom did not know how to like dumb stuff down for kids. Yeah. First of all, and like no one said that. No one ever said that. You're supposed to go and get confession first. So that you prep yourself,
yeah,
spiritually. But like this, what, you're just having a deep personal connection. Like, what kind of hippie bullshit is that? What is your mom? Your mom's. I never met her, but whatever. She's great, but enough.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to. You don't need a bespoke connection to God to get the Eucharist.
Right.
You just can't if you touched yourself, you have to tell the priest.
Because I guess some kids like chewing on it a little too much, maybe.
Yeah, my mom would like take the Eucharist away from kids who were like, playing with it. And you're not supposed to bite it, I think. I think you're supposed to just let it dissolve in your mouth. You're not really supposed to chew on it. She might have, I bet my mom would have taken, if she saw someone chewing it,
yeah,
she might have taken it. But she definitely would like swipe it from kids. And the parents would be like, she would be like, I stared them down, but I feel like they were just like, they thought she was a crazy person.
Right.
I mean, if any woman ever touched my, like, did anything to my, I mean, I wouldn't let my kids run wild, But if it was like, what happened? Did they sexually abuse you or something? What, like, why did you strike, you know, touch my child? Mm. And like, oh, they were playing with the Eucharist. I would have punched her before she could say Eucharist. Like, oh, that, oh, okay. I'm going to knock her out. Her head, I mean, like, if she could have died by her head, the back of her head hitting the pew, I wouldn't care. I'm saying not to my mom, but I'm saying if my mom did what she did to me as a parent or another child, my child, I would be like, did they do something horrible and criminal to you? Oh, no, they were just playing with the Eucharist. Before you should get the Eucharist out, my fist would have just followed through. Don't touch my kid. You know, I'm not going to let them become, like, you know, disgusting, like, people in Amityville who, like, mutilate bodies.
Right.
That's not what I'm not, you know, if she was stopping that, I would have been like, oh, good call.
Great, yeah.
Nice. Well done. I'm not just here to hit my mom. That's not the point. So I guess you could say, yeah, my mom, you know, props to her because she was playing with fire. But the kind of people who go to church, I guess, I would have thought, knowing what I know about the people who go to church, because no one ever seems that happy. No one, and I don't mean like happy. I mean like no one seems better off for having, you know, gone regularly to church. They all seem more screwed up than the other people I knew.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem
gnarled
to be.
Up.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a great life plan.
Yeah.
So knowing that, I'm surprised more people weren't waiting to punch each other.
Right.
But you didn't really see a lot of fights break out. Because I guess they're weak.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's church.
The kind of person who accepts, like, you know, no, he could have stopped it, but he didn't. Oh.
Right. Oh, yeah, those are the personalities.
There's three gods. There's one. They are enough. You're going to sell me. Oh, yeah, but you got a PS5 to sell me, too. Let me go out to your van. What is this? But anyway, we got into a religious discussion here. Yeah. When I really,
But anyway,
go ahead.
So we were sitting at McDonald's eating our Good Friday meal, and there was like a guy, and I basically there was like a fat guy eating alone.
You don't say.
At a table near us.
Was it me?
there is.
Go on.
There's a bad guy eating alone near us.
Did he smell bad?
I mean, you know, he was kind of like spilling out of his, he was spilling out of his clothes a little bit.
Oh,
in like
sure.
A somewhat nasty way. And so I go, and so I just kind of like, I just started giggling and like, you know, like I couldn't stop giggling when I started back then. Wow. So they were just like, you have to tell us what you're laughing at. Cause we can't talk while you're giggling like this.
Yeah. Not just.
And so I was just,
I'm laughing at that very fat man.
And I said like maybe a little bit too loud that it's, ah, that guy's so fat. Like,
oh, you know. Wow. On Good Friday, that was your gift to Jesus?
Well, that's exactly what my mother said. you precogged it.
Wait, she literally said that?
She was like, that's a horrible thing to say on Good Friday. I'm so disappointed in you.
Sure.
Yeah.
She didn't use my line though, right? My line was better. Your mom probably said something like, that's not good to say on Good Friday. Mumbled and said good twice. She didn't have the eloquence of me. And that's your gift to Christ. This is Christ's birthday, you know.
And I tried to get back at her the next day because she got mad in the car. And she got mad in the car and called some guy an asshole while she was driving.
Oh.
And so I tried to get back at her and be like, that's a bad thing to say on Good Saturday. I didn't even know that it had a name at that. Holy Saturday.
And she pulled a gun out on you.
She just goes, yeah, whatever.
Oh, wow. That's a great way to, yeah, you can hand these people on a silver platter religious shame, and they'll just serve you up just whatever. Yeah, like, all she had to do was, like, it was so easy to weave out of these. All you had to do was be like, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. I would have jackknifed it. Like, you want to meet Christ? You know where he lives? Somewhere dead people go. You want to play this game on this day of all days? Christ hasn't risen yet. You want to see if we can beat him to heaven? But yeah, sure. What? Yeah, whatever. I guess works too.
Yeah.
This has been a long way to go to get to. We went to a Mets game.
Yeah, we went to a Mets game.
We went to opening day. It was not planned. It was kind of a last minute thing. I only heard about it because the first one was canceled from rain. I thought the game stunk.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
I mean, you could say baseball stinks. I ain't gonna argue. I mean, it's fine. Whatever. I'm not one of these guys who like talks about, you know, Ken Burns docs and goes, you know, what about the straw hat man or whatever myth, you know?
It's a great American pastime.
Some kind of straw hat talking fondly about the Jim Crow era. It's like, whatever. But
there was a little kid kept trying to get in and out. Pissing and shitting.
Yeah, I didn't want to like shame him on our platform, let's go trash.
That's fine his name. Yeah. That's fine his address.
He kept drinking slushies. I had a line that kept saying over it. I wanted to yell, oh, something like, I wanted to start screaming at him, like, what'd you do? It didn't make sense at the time, and it still doesn't make sense, but I almost screamed at him, like, you know, why are you drinking so many slushies? Did your dad die in the Persian Gulf War? One day I'm going to say
what
I mean.
Get him what he wants. His dad died in the Persian Gulf
War. I should have said that. I should start really just speaking my mind in public. I mean, I yell at people a lot.
They were lavishing him with treats the way you would lavish a child of trauma.
It's
with
just
treats.
I had to keep getting up because he's just, I'm not gonna let some kid run past me. He's like, no, hold on, because these stadiums are built, you know. I mean, it's not just because I'm the guy from McDonald's and Lucy's story. It's also because even Lucy had to get up to let this guy. You know, these stadiums are built like, you know, like sardine cans now. Mm. And I'm not running Nickelodeon over here, so I'm not letting some kids slide past me. I'll get out of the way. All right. But whatever. It's time of spring. It's time of fun. Enjoying ourselves. Let's get a gun. What else happened in this week? Whatever. You know, it was a time to see family.
Yep.
That's it. No description there. Shout out to family. But moving on. Before we're going to get into some current events, if you will. But before we do, remember, Comp Podcast has a Patreon. And if you... it's the kind of thing, if you like Comp, and why wouldn't you? Because I just spent 10 minutes talking, you know, about my religious shame. And Lucy made some veiled attack at me through some past fat man. It's a perfect podcast. So you get an extra episode of Comp every week for $5 a month. I think it's a pretty good deal. And we've been doing a lot of cool content on the Patreon lately. We're in the middle of a 5-part science fiction series on our Comp Dump tier, which is a little bit more, but whatever. You don't have to do that one. There's all sorts of stuff. I have to get to Disney, though. So if you like it, do it. Don't. It's fine. Disney. So what's going on here? We have Disney. There's apparently been a proxy fight going on at the Disney Corporation. Head back up to that. I need the top of this. For a year now, apparently. Disney's fight with Nelson Peltz will come to a head tomorrow, which is actually going to be the day we air this, so today. As I'm saying this, who the hell knows what's going on? Isn't Business Insider the people who, what's the word? Hogwaddled David Portnoy?
Hogwaddled? What's that?
They ambushed him.
Yeah.
They ambushed. These people, how did they ambush him? They tried to get him to talk about stuff when, like, you know, they had no sources. I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember, look, I'm pretty
sure. Oh, like a Me Too
thing? I'm not getting on this outfit side. I don't know what David Portnoy was up to. I don't know the man.
Yeah.
But he seemed to make embarrassment out of these people. These people seem, like, ill-tacted. And I'd love to meet Dave Portnoy. Let's become friends, Dave Portnoy. I just shit on Business Insider. Let's go eat a pizza together.
Oh, wow, you're really wearing your heart on your sleeve there.
Well, he's got that whole gimmick where he eats the pizza.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Whatever. Why don't we make friends, Lucy, instead of enemies? We need to expand our network of people.
Do we have enemies? I would love some enemies.
I'd love to get some enemies. Hey, Portnoy, if you want to be our enemy, it's fine.
Yeah, either one.
The pizza thing is dumb. Shit, we screwed up already. Anyway. Disney's fight. So Nelson Peltz. Let's read through some. Read some of this to me, please. I can't read.
The battle between Disney CEO Bob Iger and activist investor Nelson Peltz's Trian partners will come to a head on Wednesday when House of Mouse shareholders finally...
I hate when people, by the way, say House of Mouse in, like, business. Like, you'll see it in the Financial Times of London.
Yeah.
The House of Mouse.
It's too cute of a name for business discourse.
You know what these people have done? It's like calling Blackwater the House of Mouse.
When House of Mouse shareholders finally have a chance to weigh in on the proxy fight that's been going on for more than a year. The shareholders' decisions at the annual meeting will serve as a referendum on the future of Disney. A vote for the Disney's slate of board members will show support for Iger's performance.
Whatever. Look, this is not that hard. I don't understand why it's problems. It's not that hard to run Disney. What's the issue here? You know, you get an animal of some sort. Some stupid animal, like a tiger or a lion, and you get some princess, some quote unquote virginal princess, and then you imply that they have sex together, right?
Yeah.
You bestiality, you make a song, you get some gay guy to write a song, even though there's no gays in the thing, gays are allowed.
Right. Gays in the back.
Gays in the back.
Not in the front.
Not in the front. You get some. If you want to get avant-garde, you get some alien to hang out with a Hawaiian girl. This is what these two guys are like, you know, it's like they're hashing out like oil versus like, you know, coal, you know?
Yeah.
Cold fusion. It's like, it's slop. The Korean like kids have to drill, now it's Bangladeshi kids probably.
Mm.
You know,
and sometimes North Korean, wait. North Korean.
Well, I mean, South Korea wouldn't be that bad. You're pretty, you know, good economy.
I read a graphic memoir one time about a guy who worked in the animation industry and some of the stuff that he did in North Korea.
Well, South Korea, probably.
No, but North Korea.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, is this before the war?
Maybe. No, it was after.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's really, I didn't realize that they were such good artists in North Korea.
Well, you know, if they could be efficient, I guess.
Sure.
At a certain point.
I would... Look, I wouldn't mind totalitarianism if I could draw like a guy in a hat, and the hat was like proportional to his head. I can never do that.
Yeah,
I would let them like, you know, whatever, burn my kid.
Yeah, just teach me how to put volume into my pictures.
Perspective, 3-point perspective. They lose me at that point. I think I can draw a stick figure, but then you know, the legs are always the wrong size.
Mm. Yeah,
I never get that. I would love. I don't, you know, feed me gruel, whatever. I can stand to eat some gruel.
But yeah, you're right. It's simple. This stuff is simple.
What's the problem? They're making too many. Don't they make these like, you know, mysteries in Venice movies with Kenneth Branagh?
Yeah.
Stop that. When's the last time you had a mouse? You call the house a mouse. I haven't seen Mickey in 25 years. Right? Yeah. I don't think he's that great, but it's your whole gimmick.
When was the last time they did something about a dog?
Never.
Kids love dogs.
Pluto? The Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Make a dog. I mean, I'm sure like a million people will say, oh, you didn't see. No, I didn't watch that movie because I don't have kids. I don't care. And don't tell me that there's some Goofy movie. I guess the Goofy movie because Goofy's a dog. You have Goofy the dog. You have Pluto the dog. You have the Tramp dogs. Why didn't everyone love Lady and the Tramp? Why didn't he become the icon? Wasn't Mickey like a racist thing? I don't care, but wasn't he?
Yeah, you know it was a great movie. I don't even know if this is a Disney movie.
Right.
Cats Don't Dance. That was a great movie.
I never heard of this. Cats Don't Dance.
Cats Don't Dance. It's a whole movie about cats who want to be performers.
I don't think this is true. I think you're making this up.
It's amazing.
It's called Cats Don't Dance.
Cats Don't Dance.
What's the plot of it?
A cat wants to dance. He wants to be a performer.
Who's telling him he can't? Like the cat Illuminati?
The world. The world is telling him he can't.
You're telling me that this world who can't shut the hell up about goddamn cat doing a, you know, just making a weird face because it's sitting in a bodega all day and someone's feeding it Velveeta cheese. And it's just kind of going, And everyone's like, look how cute this cat is. We'll call him Grumpy Cat. I can't digest this. But we're going to stop him from dancing? That just doesn't make sense. This is like coded for like sociopaths.
Yeah, well, it was a different time back then.
When?
When I don't know, the 90s?
The Third Reich?
Yeah. But yeah, cat.
Is there anything more you can find about this?
Let's
look into this.
I'll bring it up. Cats don't dance.
Cats don't dance. But this is actually a real movie. Are we sure this is a Disney movie?
Yeah, it's great.
Wait, hold on.
Is it Disney?
It doesn't look like it's Disney. It looks like it's
It's Warner Brothers.
It's Warner Brothers. You have.
I said I wasn't sure if it was Disney, but
you have really.
They could take a page out of Warner Brothers.
We just took a huge swing at Disney, and then now we are exposed because Cats Don't Dance. I thought was a made up thing. Was apparently an alternate 1939. That's literally when they invaded the Third. Is this the Third Reich? Hold on,
basically the plot of The Man in the High Castle, but with cats.
In an alternate 1939, in a world where humans and anthropomorphic animals coexist, right? Yeah, okay. Danny, an optimistic cat from Kokomo, India, travels to Hollywood in hopes of starting an acting career there. So it's basically about Jews not being allowed, but that's not true though. Like you would assume this is about like a racist thing, like oh the Jews won't be allowed to be that, but there's plenty of Jews have always been good actors.
I guess
I don't know what this is a parable for.
I guess it could be about black people, maybe?
I guess, but cats?
Yeah, I didn't think of this as an allegory while I was watching it as a child.
I mean, it's not an allegory, it's just insanity. What is this supposed to teach a kid? And why is it such a frivolous industry as the Hollywood? This is literally what all this inclusion crap is based on, this movie.
Mm.
Everything where it's like, there's not enough cats! In Lord of the Rings, in the Lord of the Rings Amazon reboot, we have to make the cats black and the freaking mouse Chinese. Just tell the cat story, whatever. I mean, I'm all for Chinese. What did I say? Rats? Whatever. I don't know what they were.
Oh, don't make them rats.
Whatever. Nothing can be a rat. Rats are so evil. You can make anything a rat. It's a problem. I guess it's because people, propaganda.
Mm.
Whatever. I didn't invent the world. What do you want me to do? Apologize for everything? I'm sorry. I'm sorry to whoever. What did I just offend? Care. Come at me, Portnoy. Anyway. Did you like this movie?
I love this movie.
Well,
I thought it was great.
Tilly the Hippo, Cranston the Goat, Francis the Fish. This is really Francis the Fish. Is anyone trying in this company? Is this Warner Brothers? TW the Tortoise? What is this about? This seems like it was made by a bunch of. Who are those guys? The people in court? Sovereign citizens? It seems like it was made by a bunch of sovereign citizens. Danny's dismayed on learning how minor his role is. Oh, so he gets a role and he tries weaseling his way into more time in the spotlight. This doesn't seem like a very objective plot description. He tries weaseling his way into more time in the spotlight. Danny unwittingly angers Darla Dimple, a popular yet spoiled child actress and star of the film. She probably has her gigantic butler, Max, intimidate Danny against further attempts. This seems like a very random plot. This doesn't seem to have a lot of pathos. I don't know if Joseph Campbell would sign off on this. I don't think he's really, I don't think Darla Dimple's part of the hero cycle. But you liked it, so. So what you as a shareholder, you would come into the Disney meeting and say, why don't we make a sequel to Cats Don't Dance? Try that.
Let's get the rights. Look, I know kids love animals. And no movie has more animals, more different types of animals in it than Cats Don't Dance.
Man, that's not a Disney film. Please sit down.
We can acquire it from Warner Brothers and then maybe make a sequel of our own.
You want to make a mockery out of us? We're Disney and you want us to start buying property? from other companies?
We did it with Marvel.
Lee's got a point. We are kind of just creatively bankrupt. Why can't we do the suicide thing I talked about? No, we all just set ourselves on fire and there's a cool band. And I shoot my... All right, whatever. Sure.
Woo!
Always trying to kill myself. I don't know. Do you have any other ideas for Disney?
They could... maybe they could just become...
What about a credit card? Why isn't Disney just a bank at this point? Why do I have to go to a bank and ask them for a house to be in for a mortgage? Why can't... there's no one I trust more than Dumbo. The people who made Dumbo and the people who made Pinocchio and Beauty and the Beast, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay, but this is actually real. Why aren't... have they not thought of this? Why the hell... what's the point of building up all this trust if you're not going to fleece people on a mortgage? This is like, honestly, like, I mean, I shouldn't even be giving this away. This is a great idea. I can't use it because I'm at Disney. I mean, I don't have, a, like, you know, 100 years of, like, you know, stupid, you know, insipid cartoons that, like, half of which are racist to, like, you know, fall back on.
Yeah.
So I can't make my bank this way. It has to be based on pure financial fuckery. But I mean, I don't know why they did it. Look up, does Disney have a Disney credit card? Like, is that ever something they ever tried that? That seems like the whole point of making a stupid scam like this.
Disney Chase credit card, Disney vacation financing.
Yeah, they really got into that whole, you know, hey, come eat our slop.
Yeah.
They really should have gotten in the mortgage game. Imagine, like, paying extra points, but, you know, once a year, some guy in a goofy mask, you know, comes and, like, sings happy birthday to your kids. And he probably tries to goose them. Yeah, you keep your guard up.
I have an idea for Disney.
Sure.
Somebody needs to come along and take animated pornography to the next level.
I do not endorse this. I don't think it should be Disney.
Disney.
Go on.
Disney for adults. Disney After Dark. Disney, all of that cheap kind of knockoff porn that you see on the sides of the porn site.
Never seen it. No idea what you're talking about.
Simpsons porn.
What?
Go.
Don't include me.
Beauty and the Beast porn. You know, it looks disgusting. It doesn't look like anything anybody would want to watch. But it's not, Dan, but what if it was really high production quality?
Wait, like you want to bring back, like, you know, cell animation for hentai, for American hentai?
Yes, exactly. Innovating American hentai with Disney IP.
Interesting. I mean, honestly, I don't know why you're trying to accelerate Dystopia so quickly. I mean, it's coming.
Wait, look, we're just talking bottom line here, right?
Sure, sure. I mean, look.
We're talking the bratty bottom line here.
All right, so I'm Iger. This guy Peltz, is that his name? Make this full screen again for me, please. Bring that article back. This guy's name is Peltz, right?
Peltz.
A self-described bully billionaire, Peltz. So he's making his case. He wants to, like, probably cut debt and whatnot. And I'm Bob Iger, the besieged CEO of Disney. And my response to bully billionaire Bob. So, like, why don't you, you know, give me a little runway here.
Hey, why don't you put me in charge of your company, you little bitch? Why? I got billions of dollars. What do you have? Not that.
We do have a new idea. We wanted to bring up at the meeting. It's pretty innovative. So, you know, Mr. Peltz, please, you know, show some decorum. I'd like to announce this new project. The American Hentai Project from Disney. I'm told there's a lot of demand for this hentai type of situation. It involves animals and having sex with each other, which...
What kind of animals?
I guess the ones we operate, you know, was the teacup. Oh, okay, so the teacup and the candlestick getting together physically, things like that. naked. I thought I don't. Are they wearing clothes? I don't know how this works. If it's a lot of, I can bring in some people with the details, but it's basically, you know, cartoon porn using our creatures, our various creatures.
You people.
We have to we're not gonna sell it to kids. Only for adults only. For our adult clients. Some for them.
You people are disgusting.
No, this is good. This is gonna be good.
I'm a family man. I thought this was a family business.
I mean, this is what we've been working up to for years.
You're sick. What is this even based? What's hentai? Is that?
I mean, don't we draw dicks in the clouds anyway? Why is this different?
Yeah, that's in the clouds. That's subtle. That's artistic. That's something for the parents. It's not pornographic.
Look, I'm told that people want to watch the teacup have sex. I don't know.
Who told you that?
We have a bunch of guys. The guys here, consultants. They come to my office and late at night. They tell me they have charts and they show me. They show me pictures of Goofy, Philaton, who was the thing? Sebastian the fish. That thing. What is he? A guppy?
Sebastian.
What is Sebastian? Is he some sort of?
He's a crab.
He's a crab. Okay. Who's the yellow fish?
Flounder.
Goofy's got him on. He's using his mouth.
Oh God!
I don't know. And the crab's there. The crab's in the ass doing stuff with the ass. we can bring in experts here. They can go over all the details. All the princesses, they'll be in various positions. I'm told. What? What's the problem?
My daughter looks up to those women.
Well, she's really not.
She's my 42-year-old daughter. Looks up to those women.
Maybe we can make a bank. Start a bank. Anyone think of that? We can give people mortgages. And die. I don't know. This sucks. I should have stayed retired.
Porn mortgages.
Porn mortgage. Well, speaking of sinking ships, going down with the ship, Kate Middleton's not doing well. But that's too much. I'm on her side. What? I'm on her side.
Oh.
I
know we're not fans of the British on this show.
No, but we usually don't. Oh, God, she doesn't. Wow.
Well, this is her revenge now. This is what she's doing now. It's like, you don't want me photoshopped here.
So I think we
look
covered
at my dying face.
We covered them. Did we cover this in the last episode? Maybe we did. Maybe we did. But the there was an issue with the Photoshop that people were mad that Kate Middleton was photoshopping her Mother's Day. What was it?
Her Mother's Day.
I think they have a different Mother's Day in Britain because of the war or whatever. And so she photoshopped her Mother's Day picture. Mm. And people were speculating, I guess, because, you know, at the time, I was like, well, what could she possibly be covering up for? Yeah, oh, there's a hand here, doesn't align. Like, well, all right, so the kid's making a face probably. I guess she was covering up, like, Kaposi sarcoma or something. Like, scars, cancer scars.
Mm.
Lesions.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but, yeah, it's unfortunate she has cancer.
Yeah, what little pricks.
What is, I mean, honestly, what is the British? I mean, we have the freedom of the press, and we don't even do this. So we read some of this to me, because I'd like to know some context here. What is People? Again, People Magazine. We were talking about on the Patreon, they have People was covering the Puff Daddy case. People were leaking affidavits to People Magazine. Yeah. They seem to have their fingers in everything now.
Right.
I don't know what People's up to.
Kate Middleton carefully chose when to share the news of her cancer diagnosis with the world.
Even that, it's like this bitch, this is what they're saying, this bitch thought she could, on her own terms, tell us she had cancer.
She would try to pull a fast one on us.
Some wondered if increasingly frenzied conspiracy theories and online rumors about the Princess of Wales' health and whereabouts amid her private recovery following abdominal surgery in January, drove Kate, 42, to announce the news. No, I'm sure it had nothing to do with it. Despite the hype around Prince William's last-minute absence from the memorial service for his late godfather, who cares? Who the hell is this guy? This has got to stop. Britain has got to, like, start invading countries again.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you don't have colonialism. this woman's got like, you know, like she's Christ on the British cross. Her cancer is like is the crucifix. Jesus. I'm on her side.
In controversy around the family's UK Mother's Day photo, which multiple global photo agencies dropped due to suspicion of manipulation.
God forbid that she covers up the vomit
right
from her feeding tube.
Princess Kate timed the announcement to when was best for her kids.
Bitch.
It doesn't seem like she did. It seems like you guys just kind of bullied her into saying it publicly.
Yeah.
So that, you know.
This is like to be fair, like, I don't know why there's a king in England, but also don't know why America, you know, is.
Right.
Whatever it is. So I'm not judging. That being said, this seems like the best case scenario for the monarchy, this family. You know, William could stand to have some hair, but who am I to judge? But, you know, Kate's attractive. She was.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, no, I mean, she looks like a mom who used to be hot now.
Yeah.
Which is, you know,
until the cancer.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
The kids are cute enough, you know, but they're not like, you know, I'm not saying Nickelodeon material, but, you know, they're fine. what? I don't know. I don't know what drives the people who run Nickelodeon. Right. I wouldn't know. I'm not part of the board. But I'm looking at this family. It's like, do you want Meghan and Harry doing their shit? Is that what you wanted? I mean, honestly, you drove that woman out of England, and I'm not saying she didn't deserve it. She you know.
Yeah.
The American, what is it again? The American Jubilee.
American Riviera Orchard.
Yeah, you if you're not careful, you're bringing the American Riviera Orchard back into England.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, I'm sure Meghan Markle would have let you, like, you know, do a zoom in on her legions.
On a biopsy.
Yeah.
Biopsy Tuesdays with fucking Meghan Markle.
She would have done a sexy legion shoot.
That would have been nice. I mean, that really is the last frontier. Mm. It's cancer porn, right? No one really does that. Never seen that. I've never seen like sick like as a subgenre.
Me neither.
I'm just saying. I don't think anyone wants that. I think if anything, it's like a nice salad. You want it to be vibrant and full of vitality, right?
Mm.
But you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Sick people need to make some money. I'm not gonna begrudge them. Moving on. Kensington Palace. I don't know what that means. Release. Is that the second tier Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, I guess so. I've never heard of it before.
Release Prince William, Prince Kate's self-written speech. I mean, the people who read people like read this like we read like news. Where this all makes sense to them, and they're just kind of like, oh, interesting. And they're eating the croissant, and they're scanning this. They're folding it the way you fold the New York Times in the subway. Yeah. And it's all like, oh, yeah, no, this is, I need this information to start my day. I don't understand.
I got to read the whole article, so I'm sure I'm informed about it.
They're doing that where they use their finger to scan it around in a serpentine fashion.
They're highlighting.
Yeah. Is there anything else to add? I mean, the woman's got cancer.
Yeah.
Is she going to live?
I mean...
She still looks good.
They never seem to die, these royals.
Bring me back the cancer picture. She still looks good.
Yeah.
She's a good woman. I'd like this to be the new look. Just her. I'd like to see her flop herself around like this at the next Jubilee.
I want her to keep looking like this, but then also start wearing titty shirts.
She shows up to, like... The changing of the guard in a halter top.
Yeah, like bedazzled halter tops.
With a catheter hanging out of her. A female. Do females have catheters ever? Is there some tube hanging down her mini skirt.
Mysterious tube.
Yeah. Leaking. Full of IV fluid. Just drinking a IV bee feeder while she's sexually harassing one of those bee feeder guards. You know?
A multi-purpose fluid tube.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Let Kate be Kate. So this is nice.
So good for her.
Yeah, we're glad you're not dead. Hope your abdomen's doing okay. I guess she was covering up an abdomen scar, maybe. A gross abdomen scar.
Mm. What was she wearing? A crop top?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I still don't get how this covered up cancer. But whatever. Enjoy. Enjoy it, England. Moving on. So I guess it's not a new story. This documentary came out a few weeks ago, right? But Nickelodeon.
Yeah, we haven't talked about this yet.
So is it Dan Snyder? What's his name? We should be careful about who's the guy. Scroll back up.
Be careful about it?
I don't know. I'm not. This is the middle of the article. I want to make sure we're getting the right guy's name right. Dan Schneider, that's it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to inadvertently, implicate the creator of Everyone Loves Raymond when I get the name wrong. You know? Or some other show.
Oh, I thought you were saying, we should be careful of him because he's a powerful guy.
Oh, he might not let us be under whatever it is, Sam and Drake the reunion. from fostering a toxic workplace to predators. Yeah, this is a weird analogy. I don't care about the toxic workplace. Stop having sex with children.
Right.
That's all I care about.
Let's triage that, and then we could deal with toxicity.
On set, Nickelodeon, here's everything that came out so far. Okay.
After the mid-March premiere of Investigation Discovery's docuseries Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, audiences got a behind-the-scenes
look. What's the light side, by the way? Yeah. What's the light side of kids' TV?
Yeah, it seems like every 10 years, it's just like, nope, this was a pedo fest, too.
There was a time when children weren't, Nickelodeon didn't exist. I watched this stuff as a kid. We've talked in the past how I used to watch that show 15, even though I wasn't allowed to. And Ryan Gosling was on it, and I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
But that doesn't need to be the case. I don't think kids need to watch kids.
I don't think so.
Either. I think there was a time when they used to watch the Three Stooges and the Marx Brothers, and they were fine.
Yeah.
If anything, they were better off, even though they didn't have essential vitamins and penicillin.
You did have Judy Garland watching some director crush a butterfly to make her cry before scenes or whatever.
Was it Wizard of Oz or?
I'm not sure, but I think it was Judy Garland that I heard that anecdote about.
So some guy crushed a butterfly. Yeah, but he didn't crush her. If you want, you know, he didn't. I'm saying, I'd rather he crush a butterfly and made her cry than, take her virginity. I don't want to say it's a kid. I'm just saying.
Well, that, I don't know. That may have happened too. I'm not sure.
Well, then don't bury the lead, please. Yeah.
But yeah, no, they all got fucked. You know, they all got fucked. Shirley Temple. What's her name?
Did she?
I mean, I don't mean literally fucked, but fucked over. In one way or another.
Was she molested? I mean, it makes sense. It doesn't make sense. I would venture to say it doesn't make sense to do that. But, that's everyone seems to. I've never heard of a kid who had a great child experience.
Yeah, Mickey Rooney.
Maybe Jake Gyllenhaal, but his dad was in the biz.
Yeah.
He was like a kid. And the kid from Mighty Ducks, at least one of them. I think one of them went to jail, though. I forget which one. It's kind of a grab bag.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I feel like maybe just no more, maybe no more child actors.
Why don't we just get we can just Photoshop or whatever, CG, After Effects, adults. We'll get Joe Pantolone. Remember Joe Pantolone? He was Cypher in The Matrix. He was Ralphie in The Sopranos. Just put his head onto the CG child's body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Joey Pan. Make his full screen.
He could totally make his full screen.
Yeah, this guy, Joe Pantolone. He's a living legend. He's 72 now, but 72 years young. I feel like he could easily play. He's a very good actor. He was in Memento, Bad Boys, Baby's Day Out.
The Goonies.
He's in The Goonies? Interesting. I don't remember him in The Goonies. He's full of surprises. Why not just shove his face onto a little robot child body?
Mm.
And that's child cinema from now on. We could also get, we can maybe make a CG River Phoenix, right before he died.
Yeah.
Scan him, put him on a robot. We're going to have robots. How about instead of, them all just, being props for what do robots even do nowadays? Boston Dynamics is just going around having robots, hunt babies in the fields of Boston.
Right.
Right.
Your robot dogs.
Scaring people. You make little robot children and you put them in the shows. we can't trust these people. We can't trust the parents. Home Improvement wasn't better because there was kids in it.
Right.
Or anything. I'm trying to think of a show that you need a kid in. Everyone loves Raymond. That was a fun show. The kids were nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids should just be exposition.
The kids, talk about your they kids. Should just be cardboard cutouts. I mean, you know, we accept this. It's not like these things are shot in a realistic way anyway. They're just props. It's like they're placeholders. Why do we don't need realism for three-camera sitcoms.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just have a cardboard little rat kid. Even that, I mean, I'm not even sure.
If you need a baby, just have a little dog in a bonnet.
Yeah, this is our baby.
This is our baby.
And you throw it. You can throw it against the wall, then no one will care. I mean, it'll be fine. I don't know why. And I mean, I used to watch Nickelodeon a lot as a kid, and they're always covering these kids in fluids, dropping slime on them. I mean,
it's all very evocative of something.
Nothing good. I mean, like, I believe you didn't notice the magic word, because it all started with a show called "You Can't Do That on Television," which I liked as a kid because it seemed irreverent. But they love the pedos love irreverence.
Mm.
Oh, the parents want you to see this, but we'll show it to you. It's very groomy, And the thing was, if you ever said "I don't know" on that show, it was like a sketch show. But if someone said "I don't know," they covered you and they drew up slime on you. So I don't. It just seemed like a weird initiation into a secret world of slimes.
Yeah.
Different fluids.
You're trying to erase your thought process.
I don't know. Hey, like, why shouldn't I do this? I don't know. Here you go. You're covered in my fucking slime.
It's fun for the whole family, and it produces a Pavlovian response.
Right. Where's Billy? I don't know. Here's some gum.
Anyway, yeah. Going back to this.
Going back to what? The Nickelodeon.
Yeah. The series, which has been watched by more than 16 million viewers and set streaming records on Max, explores allegations of discriminatory behavior.
How about you write about the content, not the streaming, the records on Max?
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of people too. We made a lot of money making this documentary about rape. It's fine. Look, America's capital. What do we do?
Mm.
I'm not trying to rewrite Adam Smith here. Let me not put that front and center. Hey, we made a lot of money. who produced the documentary? Dan Schneider?
Open on set, Quiet on Set open on set. Could have been a name for it too. Quiet on Set opens with a disclaimer, quote, "I will warn you, if you were a child of the 90s, this is going to ruin that for you," unquote.
That seems like the lowest priority I've ever heard in my life.
It's a little too pithy for a documentary that's going to be about child rape. Yeah.
Hey, I got to be honest with you. I don't know who's saying it in the first person, by the way. It's like fucking Sally Struthers coming on camera going, like, "I got to tell you something. If you like double there, well, this is going to be a problem."
It's just like there's just no abuse that they won't like ruin with their
just
attempts at sassiness.
Right. There's no one. There's nothing Americans love better than being sassy about trauma.
Yeah.
About child trauma.
R.I.P. your childhood.
Right.
And theirs.
And your T cell count. Why is it AIDS?
Yeah.
Good question.
In response to
this, who is Dan Schneider and what are the allegations against
him? Yeah, let's just get into this. Once described as Nickelodeon's golden boy.
Who said this?
Yeah.
The one thing kids don't know and didn't know is who the fuck Dan Schneider was. I can't. This is like these shows seem to be after my time because I remember Drake and Josh. Like, I never saw it. Like, this was all. I think Amanda Bynes, right?
Amanda Bynes, yeah.
I think she was on that show Roadhouse or whatever. It was on SNCC. SNCC was like their, at the time, when I stopped watching it. Are You Afraid of the Dark was on SNCC. You remember that?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And it was their Saturday night lineup that was kind of new at the time in the 90s. And I think there was a show called Roundhouse, maybe it was. like a sketch show, and I think she was on that first. So I like that, but you know, but by the time Drake and Josh came out, I was a young adult reading, I don't know, Orwell. I was dumb with Nickelodeon.
Dan Schneider created a number of the most successful live-action shows in Nickelodeon history. His career at the Kids Network began in the 1990s when he worked as a writer and producer. Eventually, he would go on to create The Amanda Show, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, and iCarly.
And personality alters.
And countless personality alters. He parted ways with Nickelodeon in 2018, and he was accused of creating a hostile work environment. In a gender discrimination and hostile workplace claim that was filed in the year 2000, a writer on The Amanda Show claimed that Schneider made her uncomfortable by persistently requesting messages.
Massages, not messages.
Oh, massages. Yeah. Hey, can you just let me know when you're going to be late to work? You're harassing me.
When iCarly star Jeanette McCurdy, who I think was that blonde girl who was up top, who I've seen in, like, yeah, whatever, clips or whatever that they show over this stuff. Like, I'm aware of these shows. I'm not so far removed. I had, like, bosses who had kids, and they were, like, this would be on. It was a weird thing. I've been aware over the years. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure when I was watching Nickelodeon, these shows weren't quite as insipid. I remember, like, my bosses, like, kids, and, like, they'd have this be on, and I'd be like, wait, what is this, Disney? Like, no, it's Nickelodeon. This is Nickelodeon? What happened to the irreverent and anarchic spirit? but it was like, yeah, but I was giving like Ren and Stimpy and Doug.
Right.
It seemed a little better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think
sure.
This Schneider guy may have, like, you know, been part of this issue.
Oh, yeah, no, he was definitely part of the degradation of whatever they were doing before that. Like, it's like, Doug, Ren and Stimpy, those shows had some, like, a, you know,
pathos.
Yeah, artistic merit.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the guy who made Ren and Stimpy wasn't clean.
Yeah.
I think
he.
Sean Kay.
He had some kind of thing.
I think he recruited some fans.
He may have been worse than Dan Schneider.
They're in the same
same
who can parse this?
Wheelhouse.
I think the only people who are qualified to parse that are people you don't want to know.
Yeah. When iCarly star Jeanette McCurdy published her memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died, many readers speculated she was calling out Schneider when she wrote about an executive that pressured her into drinking alcohol, gave her an unwanted massage, and pitted young actors against each other.
I mean, honestly, if you're writing a book, if some child star is writing a book about getting an unwanted massage, that's never like the end of it, right?
No.
That's just what they were like at that point willing to say.
Yeah.
It's like, someone gave me or they're just the biggest. Well, you shouldn't be massaging the kids. It was kind of hard to say.
Yeah, that roach comes out of the rug, like, just in the process of writing a memoir on a completely unrelated subject. Yeah. It's like, it's that's.
Hey, my mom's a scumbag, and this guy has a fucking massage.
There's probably more in the walls somewhere.
Yeah.
In fact, McCurdy and her Salmon Cat co-star, Ariana Grande.
Salmon. She's not the girl from iCarly. Who's Salmon Cat?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I shouldn't have pretended to even vaguely know who these people are. I'm sorry.
filed complaints about a producer on their show. Insider reports that an investigation launched in 2013 found inappropriate behavior on the set of the iCarly spinoff.
We're not going to find anything good here.
Yeah.
Let's move on to some realistic. Let's end it on a high note.
Okay.
this is not getting better. I'm making a call. Let's just move on to reborn baby dolls. Whatever this nightmare is. Oh God. Oh my God.
Reborn dolls look just like real life babies. Why people buy them may surprise you.
Why?
Do you want to guess why people, do you think it would surprise you?
I mean, we did kind of, I looked this over before and I didn't, no, I mean, he's trying to, the weird thing is he's teasing like child molestation like via doll.
Yeah.
But I don't think that is the point of the story.
No, it's not.
It's just, no story can be bizarre enough, tragic enough, inappropriate for these vultures who call themselves journalists to not make them creepier. Hey, like, this is a story about, like, tricking people with dementia with, like, realistic dolls. How about we also tease pedophilia? I mean, it's not... All right.
Two dozen lifelike babies lie nestled in a nursery right now in Tracy Nope's Missouri home. Except the cribs and bathrooms.
Is that the woman from Parks and Rec?
I think that is her name, right?
Leslie Nope.
Oh, Leslie Nope. Okay.
Still weird.
Except the cribs and bassinets aren't holding real babies.
They're holding guns.
They're dolls. You might have come across the reborn dolls in the past.
Nope.
I haven't.
No, I haven't.
These are dolls that artists designed to specifically resemble babies.
Artists?
These are dolls that the creeps specifically designed to resemble babies.
Why is the mouth open? Yeah. Why is the mouth open? make it with the mouth closed.
The dolls.
That's where you can feed it.
These dolls look so real. This journalist is like really into this.
Yeah, this is a problem.
These dolls look so real. It's almost scary. But before you write them off, you should know reborn dolls have proven therapeutic benefits, particularly for those with dementia. All right,
what's the guy's name? What's this guy's name? Hold on. What's this guy's name? David Oliver? Someone do a deep. This is a guy. He's like, imagine being shown. Let's just assume it's nothing to do with babies. What are those things called? Real dolls? Those adult dolls that people use for sex?
Yeah.
These are actually very good for people with scoliosis. That's what I'm hearing right now. A lunatic trying to rationalize why a doll exists.
Yeah.
They're good. No, this helps treat people with dementia. What? The hell are you talking about?
Right.
No, we give it. It's like.
No, nobody would judge it if you didn't call attention to it.
Well, I would. No. I mean, I hate to disagree with you, but. I would. No. And it's exactly the point. But you notice that he's picked who is his treat? I mean, is it treat people who will remember the lie that you're telling? No. Oh, okay, cool. People with dementia. People who can't verify that they're not being treated with this doll. This is
I mean, they've gotta every once in a while. They say it's helpful, but I feel like every once in a while a dementia patient must look down, realize they're holding a fake baby,
right,
and freak the fuck out.
Is this person?
I would. If I realized I was holding a fake baby.
Yes.
Like, I thought that was my grandkid a second ago, and I'd be like, oh, its eyes don't move. Yeah. Holy shit.
No, you like, this is going to give them schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Scroll down. Look at this person. Does this person look calm and soothed? This is like that documentary where the priests were, you know, working in the with the deaf blind kids. Remember?
Yeah.
How'd that one work out?
Right. Doll therapy improves emotional state of people with dementia. What started out as volunteer work for Bibi became a business. She now brings her 32 babies, sometimes 8 at a time, to dementia patients across Connecticut and Massachusetts. Okay, so this is all one middle-aged woman's scam.
Right.
She's sold all of these different, like, you know, nobody ever tries to, probably not that many people come to, like, retirement homes and try to pitch them on things.
Well, look, they recruited BB's her name? Someone recruited BB. We need a front.
Yeah.
All right? Preferably a woman. We can go to these dementia facilities. this is horrible. This is real. This is the darkest thing I've ever seen in my life. this is the definition of iceberg theory. I think. I don't actually know the definition.
I don't know what that means. But it's funny.
This is a problem.
Research backs it up too. What research? What research? Doll therapy improves the emotional state of people with dementia, diminishes disruptive behaviors, and promotes communication, according to a 2022 study. Oh, this is freaky.
That's a doll?
Yeah.
Enough. Why is the world not ending? Please end it. Why is this? We're not getting better. Oh. It's not going to improve. This is just like the Nickelodeon story. There's no coming out of this.
They construct a whole nursery around these things.
This is a problem. This is
freaky.
We have a Patreon. You get an extra episode every week.
It's great.
It's great. We'll try not to talk about this anymore. Just sign up, get $5 a month, whatever. What are you going to buy one of these dolls instead? Is that your game?
Yeah. Subscribe to our Patreon, or this will be your life.
It's not getting better. I don't know what to tell you. So, look. This all started on Good Friday and ends on the... What is this? What is it? Why? Why?
It says love you.
Sneeze in. I can't deal with this. This is... What's this? Ambient... I don't know what this is an ad for up there, but ambient gaslighting? I feel like this is just... This is ambient gaslighting. This is what this is. Ambient gaslighting. I'm just being. This is like what they show you to get you to swallow.
This is how theories about gang stalking develop.
I feel like I'm being gang stalked by the news.
They came to my home and they put a fake child in my hand and said it was my grandchild.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Comp. Make sure, look, you hit that like and subscribe button, I guess, please. It's the least you could do. We're really going through with this one. Sign up for the Patreon if you like. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Have a great week.